Q94, your Mountain of Rock, and continuing with our coaches' shows, we head down to Oregon County to talk with 2-0 Thayer Bobcats coach Briar Hancock. Hey, man, how we doing?
Hey, good, Gary. How are you?
Fantastic. Congratulations last week. 2-0. Now we're about to start conference, but take us through that contest last week. You know, we talked about the athleticism that your Thayer Bobcats was going to see. And I don't think your team was disappointed in Lighthouse Christian, what they threw at you, right?
Yeah, no, you know, and that's I believe we talked on the station too about some of the athletes that they had, number 15, number one, and man, they just really showed out for them and made some big plays for them, and you know, we were able to regroup as a defense and not allow a score in the second half. But, you know, that's what happens. You know, it just happens with good teams and quality opponents. And, you know, we were able to make some adjustments there at half and, you know, just play our style of football from then on.
Well, you know, a good win. And now tonight you're at home and we're going to open SCA. And this is, man, this ought to be a battle, you know, the Liberty Eagles that I follow every Friday night and your Bobcats. What are you seeing out of the Liberty Eagles?
You know, just overall team speed, you know, their skill positions, and even those guys up front from on offensive line and defensive line, they are extremely fast. You know, Coach Acklin does a great job. You know, with the offense of getting defenses unbalanced and then capitalizing where they have numbers. So, you know, for us, it's going to be a big task for us defensively. We've got to be able to tackle out in open space. You know, the Toon kid that played the quarterback spot for him, I want to say he's had 8 rushing touchdowns so far in 2 games. So, you know, we have to be able to corral him any way we can you know, just hope that he doesn't improvise and go make a play, because he's just a really special athlete for him.
Yeah, I've been kind of focusing on their defense. Their defense has looked pretty good. It's so early, it's hard to really say about the opposition, but, you know, still, you're a coach. I think you'll agree with this. They're just doing what they're asked, and that is don't let the opponent score, and to this point they've done that.
Yeah, you know, and that's what as coaches on our side, that's what we were telling the kids. You know, I think they hang their hat on defense. Up front, they have 4 or 5 guys and a couple others that rotate up front that just do a tremendous job for them of forcing double teams and, you know, squeezing down on run plays and letting those linebackers play and letting those safeties play. So, you know, they're really sure tacklers. They get downhill fast. And you know, for us, that's going to be a big deal, is just staying stuck on a block and trying to create a new line of scrimmage.
You know, it's almost like this is tonight has the makeup of one of those games where it's just going to be, you know, 3, 2, 3, and 4 yards clouds of dust, and it's just whichever team can sustain those drives and not, you know, the penalties are going to be huge. Special teams are going to be huge. With 2 teams matched up as closely as what Thayer and Liberty is, it's going to be one of those methodical games almost, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, and you know, that's the way it is with any big game. You know, you just got to be able to capitalize if you know, one or the other, you know, gets a big penalty here or there, or, you know, you got to be able to make that open field tackle and not let them gain 30. You know, we just go on and on about the little things that really truly matter in this game. But, you know, I know both sides expect it to be a really just a dogfight. And, you know, we hope that we can go out there, compete, and at the end of the night, just see what happens.
Well, for all the folks that's going to be heading to Thayer, where's a good place to eat?
Oh, man. You know, all of our guys like to go to the Mexican restaurant here in town. They go there every Thursday, so that's what I know they would recommend.
Okay. Coach Briar Hancock, Thayer Bobcats, hey, we do truly appreciate you taking time out on a busy morning to visit with us, and we'll be seeing you tonight.
All right. Thanks, Gary.